Quite a lot. There's been a special committee working on these. Are they going to change things like fishing and why?
We have to get the approval of GAP for what we said.
No, we don't. If we're the principal supplier, they haven't yet told us, in fact, that we were the principal supplier in this commodity that we've been fed on. Then we've got a right to pick our own.
And the amount,
may challenge the amount.
And then who decides that?
They haven't. Probably the GAP, presumably, will.
Governor, they can get ready. On both the principal supplier and the quantity involved, when we announce our intention, they can challenge.
They can challenge.
And when they do, the contract will carry with vote on that.
Yeah. Who was the contracting party?
That's one part of the GAP. Remember,
all the members of GAP have voted on whether we are the principal. Is that usually a factual study or is that a political operation, those votes?
It's pretty factual. It's pretty factual. It's based on an interpretation of the articles of the GAP and whether or not we're the principal supplier and there was a binding, and these are objective things that can be established.
So far, they haven't come to the question about being a principal supplier. It's a rather tricky one because it's all tied in with what we could have done if they hadn't put certain restrictions on it.
The question that I would raise is about starting any hearings or even making a public announcement of specific things that we're withdrawing. It's a thing that develops a lot of other vested interests in the United States and getting concessions on specific articles other than poultry. And you get a lot of other people into the act, and maybe that's going to get them out of the act at some point down the line without complicating them.
Already the chemical people know it. We may get into the tally, by the way, to send us a message with the things you'd like to do the tally.
Well, actually, the timing is not so bad, because if we were to develop our list either on the basis of public hearings or just to inform our inquiry, that would take us about 2 weeks. That would take us to the end of the month. Now, if we could tell on this next week in Europe, if you could tell these countries that we are doing the preparatory work, and we will then, when we have the information, give the 30 days notice. We would, of course, be very happy to withdraw and to stop if on the 29th they come up with a good mandate to negotiate. The trouble is that they will, in all probability, not come up with such a mandate. They'll have some kind of mandate on a cent a pound or a cent and a half a pound. Then the summer months will start, where they all go off to the beaches. And we will tell them that this isn't sufficient to send men out, and they'll say, well, now we have to go back to minister, then it'll take a Christmas to get this thing reviewed again.
But I think
the way to do it would be simply for the governor to tell them, the countries on his trip, that this is what he's doing, and we have a listening process, that it will be completed in a couple of weeks or something, to keep the heat on that. Not to make a public announcement, however, of the things we're going to withdraw, because that frankly worries me, because I think you do get a lot of money. Well, the worry is that we don't have to have hearings then. That's the question.
I think we'll get away from it, because you want to keep the maximum flexibility here. And once you get a lot of other people that you think they're going to get something, and then you may find in negotiations it's better not to stick to that.
All right, that's okay.
That's all right, you all.
I think this is very rapidly, and you gentlemen know we're closer to it than I, but I hope that this will have a salutary effect generally in terms of firming up the fact that we've gone a long, long way. I don't think we've ever used either Article 22 or Article 28 in history of country, have you, Judge?
I think we've one occasion, yeah, but they were negotiated withdrawals.
I will point them days. The French started to move a little bit when we really said we had some business on Article 23, and the movement has been fairly inadequate, but at least it's been for movement. And so I think this will be highly satisfactory, and I'm very confident in
what you're going to do. A public announcement of it?
Well, I would be inclined to do it quietly. I mean, you could tell it to people, and they're asleep.
Yeah, I think you probably have got to tell some of the fellows up on the hill.
There is another problem here, and that is that when we get into the... Well, first of all, I think that one thing that the poultry people have got to understand is that if we do go to the route of withdrawing the patients, which is probably the end of the poultry business in Europe. But everything, when we get into the other business of the French troops, we are now in a position where there have been some concessions that do have some value here to limited producer groups. And the question as to whether they should know that these things have been offered. Because they obviously would be unhappy about our going ahead and not taking these things.
Problem there
deal that was made before the Spanish colonial arrangement. And they have gotten the benefit of these full arrangements which we gave them in the way of concessions. Now, what we're trying to get is something somewhere near equivalent, which runs about $30 million.
This is that with the French agriculture policy, for instance.
They've already gotten their subsidies. We haven't gotten ours.
Well, they're much better than this, you know, they've been going on for a long time. They wouldn't even talk to us about it until we took an action. And the gas supported us completely, and they admitted in the gas that they were falling under every argument. They didn't defend themselves on a single one. Then we begin negotiating with them, which is what was requested rather than taking the retaliatory action. And our estimates on the total is roughly 28 million. We'd be willing to get that down to 24, I think. The total they've offered us is about 6 million, and they say it's a final offer. And the embassy in Paris is very worried because we sent them instructions to make a counter offer to those. And they were called, saying this is a very nervous if we could accept. And the embassy didn't want to do that, and they thought we'd better go right to retaliation. So they had no hope of getting any
offer. The situation there is that the girl has got a farm strike on his hands, particularly in vegetables and certain fruits.
That's right, I'm sure.
And but the farmers are really giving his hell. And his potential problem over the next year is going to be from the farm community because he's not delivering for us in the way that he didn't think he would.
But I don't know why we should save him from that.
Well, I agree, but the question is whether rather than go back and try to negotiate with a government that can't negotiate, we better just move on to the next stage and go into this retaliatory
stage. Some counter forces in France, they might find that they have come to outbalance. He can sure as hell deal with those problems better if he's got some other boots on their back at the same time to play off against them. So that's
I'll be in Paris on Monday. I talked to Chip on the telephone yesterday. He was very anxious to have a hold off a final decision on this, if he had a chance to talk about it. Well, I asked him if he'd do one thing, prove Mobius is not to be there, he should be in Turkey. If he could make appointments, not that he lost those opportunities. But if he had any opportunities, he didn't just his day.
Telephone was more than an appointment, it's probably somebody to take me down there.
Oh, well, that's the response to that. Yes, sir. What else? They want message, I want to go leave with them. But currently, this week, have to take action on this, if that isn't good enough. I don't see how we can go on fiddling with it much longer. Well, they were doing it, not because it's France, not because it's the goal in any sense, but because what they're trying to do is to establish the integrity of the agreements made under the gas. But if those are not ours, as the country not ours, the whole traffic of gas breaks down. It seems to me that this is our principal case here. A number of dollars are involved on some grade. We've got across the Western Alps of Paraguay, which is very involved, come to Canada and eventually. But it doesn't go pressure, and it's in that that is really important here, and it is trying to maintain the integrity of the French word under the trade agreement. If that breaks down, we haven't got anything. And all these negotiations we're going into with over fairly meaningless things, anybody can rise with impunity.
What's the percentage of the poultry market, going back to that, is goes to EEC? What percentage of odds? Domestic production.
Well, that's a small part, 2 and 3, 4, what is it about?
Why are we...
10, 2, and 3%.
Well, why are we committed this to become such a dominant factor?
We have permitted it to become and try to challenge and control and sit on it, but it's not something certainly agitated.
No, but we said, I mean, I think we're getting more targeted. My God, a lot of other, I know the states raised all the hell, and well, fundamentally, I think most of them probably vote against the sale.
Basically, because I think that this is a bellwether as to what's going to be done down the road.
Well, I don't think, yes, I agree, we might as well have it about something, but I must say, I think we
almost made ourselves funny with this
discussion. Well, if I was better off just 7 months ago, so we won't do that. We'll go ahead and take our revival at the end of the
year. I wish we had 7 months ago, we would have been better off. I thought we felt each way along the road, the frustrated part of the driver's team, whether they're running from one country to another, you wouldn't
have. Well, I agree. I think probably that was not the topic which gave us too much interest. Just say, all right, you go ahead and do that, we'll do it. That's the way you want it. I wouldn't be anywhere at all.
I think you'd be better off.
You tried to indicate.
they were going
to
do so.
I've written two letters to Adnan, but I can.
The one they discussed, though, I think, would be stuck it on the poultry.
When granddad,
I told them off a little from the point of view of what they might be doing in their eyes, so we'll see it. And so far, we've gotten off easy in their eyes, so we'll see it. They haven't picked that policy yet.
So this again, I think, is governor's right expression. This has dramatized the issue, and tonight it's been equivalent beyond chicken stock kind of city, because you think a bird's running around the farmyard along the manure. The truth of the matter is, this was a terrific job of market promotion. It was a real model. It created a market for them over there, stimulated their whole development over there. And then they had the very few thing that we fought like hell and told them what we were afraid would happen. And right away they turned around and jumped on it and decided to happen in something that was a quite a dramatic example of what we had predicted. And you know the domestic forces at home.
They're located. So we're overproducing here.
That's right, but I agree. And therefore, this is not going to be the answer to it, even if we're successful.
That's
the problem. Yeah, I think it is.
We have some
poultry
trouble too, and
we have
poultry trouble domestically next year.
And I sent you over an audit. Just the whole thing
we've
got here, Governor, we have another matter
we have to discuss. Yes, only okay, it's more about a. They want to hear a little something from Mike here on his recent project. We've had a couple of satisfactory negotiations so far, which I think too early to tell. I think that these things are going to take lots of time. We may even be pushed beyond that May day now, but the United Nations is using all the facilities that we can meet with. We may be pushed over a month into June. I hope this doesn't happen. So we've got time in our field, but we're trying to keep the heat on to a certain extent and try to get some of these negotiating rules.
Then we got our bill passed, and we did, I'll tell you that. We'll have Bill by today. And all the trouble we're having with the goal, et cetera. We got that just in time.
We've got one other small part that I just want to mention while all of us here. Under the Act, there was two sections. The one, you know, that dealt with the common market, on the 80% of the business between the common market and ourselves, you could negotiate that at zero. And section 211 on industrial products. There's another section 212 on agricultural products. So we can go down the deal between ourselves and the common market on those items that are in the agricultural handbook. In preparing this, on both of these, it's a hell of a job. I mean, it's a hell of a mechanical job. It's going to take an awful long time. And there'll be very little to be gotten out of it. But I think we've got to do it, whether we like it or not. It's made by two pieces of aeroplanes, the prototype of 211, industrial products. I've already had notice of one airplane company. One puts to negotiate on airplane tariffs, on zero. They bought from Canada and they can't resell in this country. They've had a stay of their tariff duties because they're in international business only, so they can't resell in our plane. I think we've got to go through the motions, only for this reason, but I think you'd be subject to criticism if you hadn't at least gone through all the motions of what the Act provided, even though certain sections of it turned out to be useless. But you can't tell if they were useless until you've actually gone through these bad motions. It's going to be trouble for other people. And I thought they wasn't very keen to get these agricultural items out. Not elected. But I think we've got to do it both with the industrial and the agricultural, which is provided for by the law that this should be done. And I think it's probably useless from a practical point of view. I think we might all be subject to criticism if we haven't at least explored everything in the in and of itself.
What about that drop in livestock price?
Congress and never
this is just a marketing thing. There are no oversupply of nuclear gas. This is really feeder stuff. They bust up the prices were good and solid last fall, and all of a sudden they just flooded the hell out of the market. And then they had a break in the market, and now it's beginning to climb, and it'll be up this fall, and we expect to be up next year. We expect corn to be strong next year because we got corn prices up, and we got them up there on purpose. So we won't have a heartbreak, and tonight, I can predict there won't be one, but that's hesitant, but we think there won't, at least according to the best projections we can make. And the farm income picture will be down a bit this year because of the cattle thing, which represents one-third about of our total farm income. But it still will be higher than it's been any year since 1963, prior to this administration. We're worried about folks.
Everything you got is psychologically, it'd be a big problem if you could ever get the common market to change our culture. It would be a big problem for all the
Well, the image here, Mr. President, I think is important for that's what I think it's going on.
Right, I think it's if you could get this thing straightened out, if you think how it's become so important, yeah. Like a lot of things that aren't by themselves, but they have become, in my own sense, that we talk about
underlying forces. So.
So if you can get any relief out of them, I mean, there ought to be of some significance, otherwise we just... And I don't think we're going to go about half in our hands.
Good attitude. I think probably we've done more of that.
Enough of that. I just say, we understand. If you don't want to do it, we'll have to do this.
What is it that way? All these commodities, to make no public announcements, I think that you could have a prior hearing given the chance to be shown.
Once you're asking for the station, then?
No, no. If you're going to withdraw the country, that's big wide, the wide importers.
Yeah, in other words, we would just hear the importers, but not the exporters.
Well, the importers, of course, would be from the other side.
But that's what I meant about the market. We won't.
Well, the importers would really be speaking for them.
But surely, you have the California wine industry will know all about this, and they will then know that there's a chance that there's going to be a concession withdrawn on French and wine, and they are like, they'll like it for the moment, but then if you negotiate them out of it, you're going to be in trouble.
Well, I think any way we negotiate, I quite agree, we ought to bring in only the people who, if they don't relieve us on chicken, would be taken care of, so that we don't bring a lot of people in who wouldn't get relief even if we were giving relief to others.
Well,
it'll be the people who we finally decided will get the relief if we go for the 50 million dollars.
Right.
And then I think we can let them all know it because that will help cause greater interest and therefore action in Europe. If they see that if the European wine growers and the California wine growers actively, and that's going to cause them to get in touch with their government. So I think that
better relation to be in our importers of wine compared to their own production. Very much.
Very glad
I'm afraid that the central circles that we travel in, a lot of French wine is going.
Try it once more. If it doesn't work and the agreement breaks down, then you still have to go back to $20 and get it.